warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. During Attendance Awareness Month, we're asking school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students to build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance and to work together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Hey kids, it's back to school time. Hey parents, it's back to school time. Listen everybody, it's time for back to school deals from Thumb Cellular. Yowzers! Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back to school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus, and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 2007 Pontiac G6 with a 3.5-liter six-cylinder engine with six-speed automatic transmission with power windows, locks, and mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100. Or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. Moore Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the Thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no gimmicks, full disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from Sanilac County as the USA Patriots are in town to take on the Sandusky Redskins. It is now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Huron Daily Tribune via text. It's the concoction of the run-pass option. Paul B. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we will keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we'll deem a media roundtable winner. Both Doug Cole and Dave Hansen are on the board with victories already this season, leaving Paul P. Adams the only one scoreless through 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. I got mine last week. I got off the board there to tie up with Mr. Doug Cole over there.
So Doug, any thoughts here?
Oh, you know what? Last week wasn't my week, but I'm ready to get back at it this week. We'll see.
I like the style, Doug. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since the score is Doug Cole 1, Dave Hansen 1, Paul P. Adams 0, Mr. PGA, the tee is yours.
Thank you, guys. It's good to be back taking the leadoff spot. But I do see a decent game here tonight. Not sure. We haven't seen Sandusky nor USA personally yet. Just kind of going by the previous two games, what we've seen, what we've heard through the grapevine stuff. So what I've heard is USA, a big, strong team, not necessarily fast, and has had trouble scoring the football. On the other side, you got a team that come off of one or two wins last year in Sandusky, looking to get back into their winning ways like they did in 2015. I like the home team tonight. I'm going to take the Sandusky Redskins. I think they have the ability to score more than USA is able to, and they're going to win 30-12 over the Patriots.
30-12 for Dave Hansen, a differential of 18 points. He's taking the Sandusky Redskins. And since Dave Hansen won last week, the week before, week one went to Doug Cole. Doug, you're up.
All right, I think this will be closer. I think this will be closer than what Dave thinks. I'm going to go with a surprising result. I'm going to go with Sandusky 28, USA 22. I think USA will hang in there for most of this game.
You're saying 28-22.
Sandusky, yep.
Okay, a close game for, according to Doug Cole, a six-point victory for Sandusky, which leaves Paul P. Adams, who texted his prediction to me earlier tonight. He says his tonight's prediction, through two games, points have been hard to come by for USA, per Paul Adams. That trend continues, according to him. He's saying Sandusky 28, USA 6. So Paul P. Adams in the books with 22. So we have Paul P. Adams at the high differential of 22 points for Sandusky. Dave Hansen close behind at 18 in favor of Sandusky. And Doug Cole with Sandusky at 6 points. So I guess I have USA tonight. And of course, the score in the season, Dave Hansen won, Doug Cole won, Paul P. Adams not won. All right, let's take a look at other games going on around the area. We have one game last night, in fact. Morris took on Burton Madison Academy, and it was all Morris. 50-0 was the final score. Morris now 3-0 in the NCTL Stars. Akron Fairgrove and North Huron face off tonight in Kindy, Michigan. And that's a NCTL Stripes matchup. North Huron at 1-1, Akron Fairgrove at 0-2.
Absolutely, Clark, and it's in North Huron. North Huron coming off a nice win. Look for them to get win number 2 on the season.
Bay City All Saints at Peck, both teams at 1-1.
Both teams, fairly young teams, not a lot going on there. I'm going to take Peck and the home team there for a win.
Owen Gage at New Haven Merritt, the Bulldogs 0-2.
It's been a tough year for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. As good as they've been in past years, it's a total rebuild year. Take New Haven Merritt.
Caseville at CPS, both teams winless on the season.
Battle of the 0-2, CPS and Caseville. Could be a slugfest over there. I'm going to take Caseville on a whim there, Clark.
Caseville on the road in, yes, Carsonville. Deckerville at Mayville, Deckerville 2-0.
Give me the Deckerville Eagles. We called their game last week. They were dominant. They were awesome. They blew Lawrence out of the water, and look for them to continue that pace and win big here this week.
Kingston is at the Flint International House of Pancakes.
Both 2-0 out of the Stars division. Should be a good game. Interesting to see the local team of Kingston. We know that they have always been very tough. I'm going to go out and take the home team again here, Clark. Give me Flint International House of Pancakes.
And Lawrence and Dryden facing off in Dryden tonight.
I think Lawrence is going to be happy to be out of Deckerville but make that long travel back. I think Lawrence has more talent, and Deckerville just had a better answer. Give me Lawrence to rebound this week.
Lawrence on the road, according to Dave Hansen. Now we move on to 11-player football in the Greater Thumb Conference, the last week of crossover matchups of the East and West, and two winless teams in the season. Bad Axe and Memphis, both at 0-2 in Memphis.
Memphis has been historically bad since they've been around. Bad Axe, again, trying to get their wits about them to get something going. I think Bad Axe gets win number 1 over Memphis.
Reese at Harbor Beach. Reese 2-0. Harbor Beach 1-1 coming off that loss to Beaverton in Saginaw Valley.
Yeah, and that was a tough loss. I still like what I see in Harbor Beach's offense. I think they have the more talented individuals. Be curious to see. This will be a lot. Tell us a lot about both Reese in the West and their chance, and then Harbor Beach's chance to stick around with the Ugly Bearcats. Give me Harbor Beach at home.
Oh, boy. Vassar at Ubley, both teams 1-1.
I think Ubley had a little bit of a wake-up call last